All right. All right, we're starting.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh man, I just like mashed my thing.
You mashed your potato?
No, I mashed my.
You mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
And then you did the twist.
Oh.
Do you like it like this?
What was the mashed potato?
I don't think that's an actual dance.
What, mashed potato?
Yeah.
Oh. Wasn't the guy black?
Probably.
So then he's probably making up stuff.
Louis Armstrong?
Probably.
Billy Armstrong?
Louis.
Yeah.
Was he the guy who sang it? I don't know.
He's the guy with the deep voice. I don't know.
I thought that was the guy who sang Shaft.
No, that was...
Oh.
Isaac Hayes.
Yeah. Is he dead? He's not dead.
Yeah, no, he's dead. That's why he's not on South Park anymore. Wasn't that him on South Park?
Wait, no. Isaac Hayes is a Scientologist?
No, South Park.
He was
Yeah, the black guy was a Scientologist. That's why he left.
Yeah.
That's why he left.
That's not... He didn't die because... He didn't leave.
Yeah. I thought he just died.
No, but did he die after?
I don't think so.
This is one of these, like, things we should just look up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thing we have a computer that has internet here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good job, Isaac Hayes.
Bad job. Billy Mays.
Too soon.
It's never too soon to make fun of Billy Mays.
No,
really. He was getting himself into when he started doing that stuff.
Yeah.
How did he die?
I think he had like a heart attack.
Oh.
Or just general heart failure.
From all the yelling?
Fat. Hey guys, Billy Mays here. I know I'm fat, but yo, check out this like pulled pork sandwich.
Man, talking about like heart attacks and then just stuffing my mouth full of KFC. Good stuff.
A little disconcerting.
Whatever, man. We're young.
No.
Gonna live forever.
No.
Yeah, we are.
Don't say. I'm young.
You're younger.
No, I'm young.
You're younger.
Everybody shut up.
Yeah, you're younger. You're youngest right now.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy it.
I am.
All right, good.
Kaelin, do you have younger siblings?
Yeah.
Really?
Just one.
Oh.
Yeah, my sister.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it's the end of that story.
Good story. If you were to write that in an English class, do you think that you would get, like, an A+?
Only if I had an explosion at some point.
What?
Do you have a younger sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, write it. Boom. Okay, yeah, then if I were a teacher, A+.
I get it.
It's because you said boom at the end.
Yep.
The teacher understands the metaphor.
Yeah.
There's a metaphor to boom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just boom.
Metaphor.
You gotta look deeper than the boom.
Fuck that. I'm
you gotta
you
look
an
in
F
the boom
now
of your
I'm
life.
Giving you an F. I'm gonna give you Dark Knight Rises as the
in English class. You
Phillips
always have
explanation
to look
of Dark Knight Rises ended. That's gonna be my grade for you.
That's the bonus question. How did Dark Knight Rises end?
P.S. Don't ask Phil.
You have to give the whatever.
It's too late.
Too late. It already ended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It ended in one of two ways.
Oh, here it comes.
Shut up, stop it.
Hey, welcome to some numbered podcast.
79?
I have no idea.
I can look that up.
Look it up.
All right, here we go.
Hook us up with the lookup.
What?
You heard the man.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
78.
Oh. Hmm. Welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast number 78.
Womp, 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 womp. Womp.
You're not a dubstep.
Huh?
You're not a dubstep.
I know I'm not.
Okay.
We're getting really close to 100.
Wait.
Kaelin, did you know our pact? When we hit 100, we're going
to
stop.
Wait, Phil, can you say welcome to Canada Nothing 70 whatever?
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast number 78. Good day, everybody. That's a really good mix.
It is.
Too good.
Where'd you find that? Internet?
It's from DJ Hero.
Yeah, DJ Hero.
Really?
The first DJ Hero.
What?
Yeah, I have the second game, so I never heard the first one's music. So I downloaded it, and I was like, damn, so much better than DJ Hero 2.
Yeah.
Like, DJ Hero 2, like, the mashups are kind of like, yeah, that makes sense, you know?
It's more for the club scene.
Yeah, like, mix Rihanna with that guy who beat him up a lot. Chris Brown. You're like, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, here it's like, Tupac and that guy from Bittersweet Symphony. Like, what?
They really? Just mixed anything they could.
Yeah, why not?
And it worked.
Yep.
Two hit songs. When you mix any two hit songs, I think it works usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not like in the way you'd think it would. You'd be like, you're not like, yeah, that makes sense. You're like, yeah, that makes sense now. Like, damn.
It's like, that's when each song was missing, the other song.
When it works, it works.
Food of the month. KFC.
It's back.
It's back. It's always back. We just know.
Just
talk
when
about
Phil
it.
Said, you know, I don't think I'll have KFC anytime soon.
Oh yeah.
Or that October, November, December. 3 months later.
Is it that long?
Well yeah, I mean, I always figure I eat KFC maybe like once every 2 years.
Hey, and there's then a lot of Chinese food. You guys can go up and get some.
It's also Chinese food. Alright.
Okay.
Go up and help yourself.
Sure, thanks.
So we're gonna have Chinese food, and then I went upstairs, and then when I came back, these guys were ordering KFC.
Hey, I had nothing to do with this. I just agreed to it.
Well, the first time, we ordered 25 pieces.
And that was a bad plan.
Yeah, but no, it was
a good plan, because it fed my family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it fed me for lunch at work for like 2 days.
Phil tried to pawn some of the chicken off to me, but I couldn't take it. I don't know if because I didn't have a bag.
Because you didn't want to carry it on the subway.
Yeah, because black people on the subway.
Yeah, no.
Yo, man, smell it. See,
they're going to smell it. Man? They're going to smell it, and then all of a sudden, they're going to say, wait, that didn't start. They're going to all look at me, and I'm going to be like, and I'm going to say, yep, that's.
Is this the gag for this podcast?
Yep.
Wherever you can fit it in, just say, and then I said, and then they looked at me and it was like.
More or less.
I'm just going to add that in everywhere.
No, you're not. Don't lie to yourself.
I will. There's going to be like that one podcast where I put the God is One of Us song.
Yeah, but you did that like in such like a boring way. You're like, here we go. Like, you didn't even try to like cut down the song. You just put the entire song.
Yeah.
And then.
You just put it all in the background.
Yeah. So don't do that.
We'll do that.
You should do it.
No.
Kaylin said I should do it, so.
Yeah, but I lie about a lot of things.
Wait.
Mostly that.
So do you have a sister or not?
I might.
Oh, no.
You'll never know.
Yeah, you won't.
That's true, I won't know. I've known you for some years now, and I've never seen anyone in your family outside of Cameron.
Hmm.
But really, why should I? Why would I have?
Because you're not a good friend. I've seen most of his family. I don't think I've seen your grandma, though.
I've never been to your place.
Seen your mom, seen your dad.
Yeah, it's a tiny apartment.
Yeah. Cameron,
well, I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
He's going to knock on your door and be like, I'm here for Kaylin's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Kaylin.
And then once Phil enters the room, everyone's going to be like, as he struts in, it's going to be like that.
Suddenly everything just goes slow motion.
And he's going to be looking at all the food, and they're going to be looking at him, and it'll be like...
just different shots of Kaylin's family slowly turning around to look at me. And then Grandma gets up and goes, party! Would she say that?
She might. No, she would. She would, actually.
That's a good place to live in.
You'd think that.
It's a good place to be the outsider of it.
Yeah.
Just, like, wow, your family's so crazy and cool.
It just sounds like a party in there.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'm going to move the mic slightly closer.
Okay. We shall wait for you to do this.
Oh, that's not a good sound for the podcast audio.
Oh, that's cool. You can edit that out.
But sure. He's not.
Oh, that's not a good sound. That should be slightly better. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it's working. It's working.
You're white balancing right now.
White balancing.
Yep. I can feel it.
All right, whatever. That kind of works slightly better, I think.
Mildly.
Woo!
Test.
Hey, okay, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of full.
How many pieces did you have so far?
Four. Three. This is my fourth.
Okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Why, you had like one.
I had two.
And you ate the bone for the other one.
Yeah. Well, there was no bone.
Oh. I had was just three. Eat up, Kaylin.
Oh, I gotta step it up, man.
Okay. Step up.
Okay, which...
Bring on the revolution.
Okay.
Hey, Kay.
So...
You. Because you have to step up.
Welcome to the podcast.
Tupac.
Not just Tupac. Tupac and the Verve.
Are the Verve still around?
Probably not. Weren't they sued by Rolling Stones for using that beat?
Really?
The violin thing. That was a Rolling Stones song, I think. Oh. So, I don't know. Maybe they just don't use that song anymore.
But, I mean, if that was, like, the main melody in the song, I can see them doing that. But if it was just, like, a small part of it, and then they just repeated it over and over again.
I don't know.
Yeah, so people do covers all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not cover samples, I should say.
Yeah, but, I mean, you should get permission. That's the thing.
Well.
I think they just did it.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez didn't.
A lot of people don't. They just do it because they can.
Yeah. Because the song Jenny from the Block, the flute part was actually from, like, a Canadian rap group.
Yeah.
But since, like, they're Canadian rap
There's
group,
a flute part?
Do-do-do-do-do. That part.
Oh.
That was actually from a Canadian rap group, and then they got mad, but then, like, no one cares because they're Canadian.
Yeah. Cool.
I think it's just, like, if it's a certain amount of time that you're using it,
yeah,
then you're fine with it, but, yeah.
I forget
the exact law, whatever.
So, I don't know, topic list.
Topic list, what's up? What's up, Phil? Phil's back in school.
Back in school?
Yeah.
Learning more film stuff?
What specifically? What is the class? J29067?
It's a CDMP 123, I think.
CDMP.
223?
223. Wait, CDMP. Cameras, music, department.
Power.
Power.
I don't know about that. I don't know
No,
about power.
It's power.
Cameras, design.
No, M.
All right.
CD, yeah.
CD. Cameras, design, multimedia, personified. One,
cameras,
two, three.
Cameras develop more power.
Done.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you're learning, actually. So you don't know until the end.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about film technology. So far, we're reviewing stuff I already knew because I have the same teacher I had in a different class, and he's teaching the exact same stuff as a review.
So it's a review course?
No, these first couple classes were review, and I was so bored. But a lot of people, surprisingly, don't know much about anything.
But these are all people that you went to class with from other times, or?
I had, some of them were in my script writing class, but that's it.
Oh.
And the passing through guy is in my class from my production class.
That's cool.
That's cool, yeah.
It is.
All those people from the pro, are they all finished school? You're the only one left?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, maybe not completely done, like graduated, but I think they're sort of not taking courses right now.
Just on a break, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Phil. Because he's the only one who hasn't graduated yet, but all of them have. So they're all looking at him.
My favorite part is just that. All eyes on. Surprisingly, I've been listening to a lot of Tupac recently.
Really?
I don't know why. I just heard Changes again. I was like, I like that song. And I started listening to other stuff.
Somehow I found myself like back at Big Papa.
I've been listening to him too.
Yeah.
You know what? Every time I listen to one of those, I always think about the feud. So I like, I gotta listen to the other one.
I don't know what brought me back to that. I just.
Mama knew we're coming.
There's like three really good B.I.G. songs.
Yup. And the rest just sort of happened.
The rest was just him as like a featured guy. It's like, oh, that I remember that. Like, people seem to remember songs by him or Mace or whatever. It's like, no, that was just a Puff Daddy song.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
What happened to Mace?
He became a preacher, and then he stopped being a preacher, and he came back, and then I don't know.
Maybe he does, like, Christian rap.
Like Christian rock, there's Christian rap?
Yeah.
Does that mean there's Christian dubstep?
Probably.
Where instead of wub, 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 it's God, 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 God.
I guess so.
All right.
Yeah, that's what's up with me, pretty much.
I've been
just, like, watching a lot of stuff lately.
What do you mean,
watching lots of movies?
In relation to your course, or
no,
just because?
I don't know, I just, like, I think it just dawned on me, like, I'm in film school.
It maybe dawned should, on you.
Maybe I should watch more movies.
Why?
I don't know, I just, like, I'm interested in movies.
Are you?
I am.
I thought you were interested in filming, not movies.
I like movies. I like
both. Gotta do both, I guess.
So then I started just watching lots of movies, and it's pretty cool. And TV shows. Like Dragon Ball Kai. That's the best TV show.
How many episodes did that run for?
I don't know. I think they're aiming for about 100.
I thought it's finished.
They stopped, and then they're restarting to complete the Buu saga now.
That's not even midway. That's farther.
Yeah. Yeah, they just announced it like last November that they're going to come back to it.
Oh. Weird.
You know what I heard about? So they changed all the music in the Japanese one.
Yeah.
And it turns out the guy who did that music, he ended up ripping off just music from other movies. Like, I was watching a comparison on YouTube, and he basically just ripped off a lot of Avatar stuff and Pirates of the Caribbean, things like that.
The guy who did for Kai?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when they started like, putting them on Blu-ray and stuff, they had to re-release everything and put the original music back in, which kind of worked in my favor, because I prefer the original music.
Yeah, everyone pretty much does.
Yeah. So, like, the only thing that Kai has that the original doesn't... Well, Kai doesn't have that the original has now is the opening theme song. So, I'd say it's a pretty good buy.
I still find it weird that they, like, HD'd it up, but then, like, this all sounds really old.
Yeah, it's weird. They re-recorded everything, but then...
Really?
The audio track, yeah, on the Blu-ray still says, like, Dolby 2.0. It's like, well, where's my, you know, 5.1 surround sound or whatever? But they didn't do it.
Let's make it sound authentic and classic.
But then why HD it up?
So that it looks better.
Yeah. But then you're good, you're...
It should sound better, too.
Yeah.
No. It has to sound classic.
It should not look classic.
Yeah.
But it should sound classic.
So keeps people coming back.
Yeah, I guess. Not really. What's up with you, Kaylin?
In the past month? Like, nothing, honestly. Absolutely nothing. Video games.
Shame simulator?
No, I haven't played.
Fuck you. I bought that as a free gift, and you're like, alright, Chris, LOL.
Well, I couldn't even play it at the time. Well, I keep forgetting I have it.
You can play it, and
now
you
I can.
It.
I forgot I had it.
Yeah, Keep saying that.
Okay, well... I've been playing Civ 5. I got lost in Civ 5.
What's your Civ like?
I don't know. I kept restarting it because I didn't know what I was doing.
Because you kept killing everybody?
Yeah. Because I haven't played a Civ game since, like, 2.
Are you trying to make the perfect Civ?
I think... I don't know what I'm trying to do. I still don't understand that game.
Just creating life, watching it expand around.
I never understand that game, so it always gets to the point where, screw it, I'll just put codes and be the best thing ever.
That's cheating.
Like, no, it's not. How's it cheating?
It's just cheating.
Codes. You're already cheating. Playing God.
Yeah, I know.
May as well take it to the limit. How about you, Chris?
Sorry, can you say that line again, that you're only something about God?
You're already playing God.
This isn't going to get old.
Vote just now for the best podcast of the year.
Just so you guys know. It's not going to get old.
It won't. Well, yeah, first podcast of the year.
You know what they say about the first podcast of the year?
Hey, how was your Christmas and New Year and stuff?
Me?
We're, like, way behind on that.
Who, me?
Anybody, I don't know. Who cares?
A problem with my family, I guess.
Everyone I shouldn't have done that on the podcast.
Eh.
Guess what? After you do that.
What?
I don't have the song.
Well, too bad. You can't do it then. Find a way to do it. Yeah, you have internet on your phone,
my
right?
My phone's over there.
Yeah, well, there you go. And you have to find the actual song. You can't just be like.
Are there chicken?
Do we still have chicken left?
Yeah. There's a lot of chicken left.
Oh, man. Those are the ones I don't like.
I had four.
I should have said all dark meat. God damn it. Oh.
Yeah, what's up with you, Chris?
I don't know. Things. Relationships. Bullshit.
I hear that, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Jesus. Girls. Fuck. Girls talk a lot. Did you know that? And I don't just mean talk a lot in general, but like talk to each other about stuff that you really, that like, you know.
You'd rather they not talk about.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden this other girl starts acting weird around you. You're like, well, have I ever done anything weird to you? No, you heard things about me that are kind of weird, but you haven't heard my side of the story. And yet you're acting weird around me. But I've never acted that way around you, so you're going to act weird around me.
No, I know how that is.
Jesus.
That's the circle of life.
It's more of a straight line, really.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you iron out the circle.
It's more of a square. But, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know. That's kind of it with me. I want to go back to school, but I don't know if I have money for that.
Just do it. Get a credit card and do it.
How much money was your editing thing again?
I don't remember. $800?
800? I could.
Maybe less.
That's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, I know.
For a course?
Yeah, for summer.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, for New Year's, me, Phil, and Jude were planning something.
Yeah.
No, me, Phil, Jude, and Kaylin were planning something. And then, Kay, you said you couldn't make it because you had something. And then, since you weren't going to do it, Jude didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to hang out with me and Phil.
What?
Yeah. He's like, he texts me, he says, oh, Kay can't make it for the New Year's thing. He says, okay, so we'll try again next year. do you want to do something with me, you, and Phil? No, it's just, all right, we'll try again next year. Oh, it's like, what a loser.
I know, like, that was kind of weird. I didn't want to question it. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's one of those things you can't really question.
Well, no, because the only thing I sent to Phil was, Kay can't make it, so Jude doesn't want to do anything.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was mad. I was ready to go out and party.
Jude's weird.
Yeah, I know, it's not your fault. I'm not saying it's,
I told him.
It's Jude's fault.
Yeah, because we could have still done something.
I know. We could have done exactly what we were going to do with Kaylin.
Yeah.
Just one person less.
Yeah, like I said, I might not be able to make it.
What were we going to do? Just sit around and play video games?
Probably.
There you go. Jude, after all we've done for you.
And then on Christmas, I had Christmas Eve with my family, and then there was Christmas Day where it was supposed to be something else with my family. And then Jude, I think a week before, or like on the weekend or something, he's like, what you doing on Christmas? I'm like, I don't know. He said, come over. My family's going to a Christmas thing, and I don't want to go. So I was like, well, I could go hang out with Jude or hang out with my family that I don't really want to hang out with. So I'm like, I'll go hang out with Jude. We decided to go out and we're like, all right, let's go get some food or something. And then that's when he's like, wait, what's open again? Is Pizza Pizza open? I don't want Pizza Pizza. I feel like having a hamburger. Is there any hamburger places open? I'm like, well, there's McDonald's. I don't want to go to McDonald's. And we looked up online for the places and then he's like, all right, we're going to McDonald's. And we went to McDonald's for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Packed. Packed.
Really?
Packed.
Really?
Packed.
Wait, where was this?
The one on Meadowville. Or? Yeah. The one at
McDonald's.
McDonald's. Packed. Families. Rows. Entire tables.
Whoa.
Babies.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
If anyone was there, it should have just been like two lonely guys.
Yeah,
like
me and Jude. That's what I was expecting.
Just like groups of a couple of lonely people.
Like entire families going to McDonald's for Christmas dinner.
These are the people who never learned to cook or...
Like, yeah, basically. It would be me and Jude and all of a sudden... You know? Because so we're the only people there.
You're odd people out.
Yeah. And no, but there are also, like, there are just also, like, you know, people by themselves. There are, like, couples there. And there are, like, huge families. There's a, like, entire family that took over the play place because all the kids were playing in it.
But why?
I don't know! I don't know!
Like, go to Swiss Chalet or something.
I know!
Go to a restaurant.
No. No,
Chinese restaurants open.
They're all at McDonald's.
That's weird.
It was the weirdest thing ever. Me and Jupiter were like, what the hell is going on here?
That's a lazy Christmas.
I don't want to cook this turkey.
So let's just have a cheeseburger.
Mom, Dad, what are we doing for Christmas this year?
Double cheeseburger.
McDonald's.
Like, not even.
You want some nuggets?
Multiple races. Like, there were Spanish people, there were brown people, there were black people, there were Asian people. Just like this whole congregation of like all these multiculturalism, and then like in a McDonald's celebrating Christmas together.
Yep.
But not really together.
It's
weird. So yeah, anyways, me and Jude left, and then we went to Rabba.
Was it also packed?
No! Turns out Jude knows all the people at Rabba now, so whenever he was in there.
Surprise.
And then, shut up. So the guy was coming through the door or whatever, and they looked at each other and said, hey, what's up, man? Oh, not much. Getting something for Christmas? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it is. It's like, oh, cool. And I was like, you talk to them? I was like, yeah, I'm here a lot.
Why not Metro, though?
Rabba's closer. Like,
oh, yeah, sure.
Really, really closer. No. I mean, like, there's a Rabba, like, right across from him.
Oh, not the one at the plaza.
No.
Okay.
Like, right there, like, let's say, like, a 5-minute walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
All right, keep talking. I gotta go to Washington really bad.
Okay.
Talk about your Christmas and New Year's, Caitlin.
Oh, boy.
Not anymore because you left, but whatever.
My Christmas. I don't know, like, my cousins, there wasn't really much interesting that happened. It was just, like, a kind of big drama because everyone in my family always wants to celebrate it at their house.
Really?
Yeah.
No, everyone in my family is always like, why don't you host it? Why don't you host it?
Yeah. No, my grandma's the one that always wants to do it.
But because... don't you guys have an apartment and you want how many people to go
in
there?
Yeah. Like, what? That's why everyone was like, no.
But she was still assertive and be like, no.
Yeah. So then eventually it just got to the point where she was like, yeah, I'm not going to anybody's, so
what?
I'm going to have it here.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Your grandma.
Pretty much. So yeah, that happened, and everyone was just like, okay, if she's gonna be like that, let's all just cancel ours and go here. So everyone came by our house in this tiny little apartment.
Oh my god.
To yeah,
that's how many
dinner. Like maybe 15-20 people.
Jesus Christ. Where do they sit? Where do they stand?
They just stand around.
We had enough food for everyone.
Yeah, no, she always makes a ton of food. I mean, to her credit, she always makes a good dinner, but it's like, come on, we live in this tiny apartment.
Yeah.
Let's just.
So, but then, like, what, you grab your plate from the thing, and then you just sit down?
I just went in my room.
Oh, okay. Did any of the young ones try to follow you to your room?
They did. Yeah. They lived in my room. That's the designated young wing area.
Great.
So I just played, like, TV all day.
Oh, is that when I was there, Dude's Place, trying to talk to you? Or was that already over? Because that was, like, around, like, 6, 7 o'clock?
No, yeah, that's when you got, yeah, you were trying to talk to me.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
I was just playing videos with them because it's like, what can I do here?
It's like a circus thing.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Well, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it's like, it's super crowded.
Yeah.
It's... I don't recommend it.
Same time, so then the year before, what happened? Was it at your place again?
Or? Yeah, it's always
really?
Wherever my grandma is, it's always there.
You should like move your, in like November, just say, hey, live at this family's... Please. And then Jen, come like February, come back.
But see, that's the thing. Everyone else always has their Christmas dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
But she's just super stubborn about it.
Oh my god. Can't you just be like, go?
Well, to be fair, I don't want to go all the way down to like Scarborough.
No, that's true.
It's like, I'm not going down there to have dinner.
You go down Scarborough and then all of a sudden...
Yep.
Alright.
How about you, Phil?
Did you get anything sick?
I got a scarf and I like scarves, so it's like...
That's pretty sick, man.
Was it a red scarf?
No,
it was... Oh, was it a Harry Potter scarf?
No, I already
you
got
totally
one of those.
Didn't get my reference. Well, okay, whatever.
I got it, don't worry.
He wears a lot of red.
I got blue, red. Too. I got a blue one just to offset that.
He's wearing blue right now.
Yeah.
On the inside.
No, it's on the outside.
Hiding the blue.
No, I got like a
scarf.
You
gotta choose a side.
I don't choose. I'm gonna choose. But yeah.
Because you can't choose. Everyone just be staring at you as you wear red and blue. Just be like, what's going on?
No, the moment for me when I knew I had to stop wearing red was, yeah, like, the bunch of guys. In my, like, yeah, and, in Queen Frederica.
Oh.
Nice, yeah, they were chilling right out on my, front yard, so. I had to stop that.
Phil, if you don't know, Queen Frederica, that's known as a blue area.
Yeah.
All right.
They were out there every single day. So I stopped that.
Good for you, Kaylin. You're a smart thinker.
I don't know. For me or you, I'm pretty sure we've both been like, well, maybe we shouldn't always wear red. I don't know. It's just me, though.
It was just a scarf. I like scarves.
Mm-hmm.
One day that scarf will get you killed.
And that's how I realized. I'm not wearing it no more.
All right.
Yeah, so that worked out.
What's next on the topic list?
You can talk about your Christmas.
Oh, my Christmas. What did I do?
Or your New Year's.
Christmas, I was here and just relatives came over and we just ate and opened some gifts.
I invited you to Jude's place. You didn't come. Why not?
Because my family was here.
Yeah.
So you hang out here for a little bit. You go, all right, guys, I got to do my own Christmas thing. I'm super popular right now. And then you go.
See, for you, you could have because you drive.
That's true.
For me, it's like, oh, I gotta wait. What's the bus schedule?
Yeah. Well, sorry. That's all I can say.
Put Phil on the spot.
Next year. Or this year. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be invited to that.
Yeah.
I'm already invited to that. He invited me, like, right after Christmas. He's like, don't worry. No, he's like, don't worry, Chris, next year it'll be better. I'm like, all right, well, can't get any better than McDonald's and, you know.
You have to make your plans early.
Yeah, next year, if they're still doing it at my house again, I'm just coming with you guys.
You're going to put your foot down?
Yeah.
Is your grandma going to be mad?
Of course she will.
Oh.
Ooh, grandma's wrath.
Yeah, she'll be pissed.
She'll grow six arms and then be like...
Yep.
I will have my vengeance! Also, you see like a comet of her coming down.
Grandma, no! Yeah.
New Year's, I did nothing because I was supposed to be with you guys.
Yeah, me too. I was through. You know what happened? I was really mad at you, so I'm like, fine. I'm just gonna play my Wii U. That's right, I'm playing Zombie U right now because there's nothing else to do.
How was it?
I kept dying.
Because you're so angry you can't concentrate.
I just want to keep up beating up zombies and then just more zombies showed up and I'm like, Bring it and then yeah.
Yeah, just too many. You can't do that.
Yeah. I haven't touched Zombie U since then.
Yep. You have to be in the right mood for Zombie U.
Yeah. Here's the thing about me. I scare very, very easily when it comes to video games. So, like, even Devil May Cry, too scary for me.
No. Devil May Cry, I get that.
Because it's just the atmosphere. It's all like, ooh, it's scary. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to touch you no more. I don't care if I can kill demons really easily. It's
Did
too
you
scary.
Get through any Silent Hill game?
No. No. You know what I do for Silent Hill games? Here you go, Jude. Go play it. Let me watch.
Turn all the lights on, and I will turn the other way.
No. I can watch, no problem. It's just the fact that I'm controlling the fear. I can't do that. Like, you know, let's say there's something scary at that door. Well, I'm not going to open it then. I'm just going to stand right here. Even though I know the game is going to tell me I have to open that door. I'm not going to open the door. Just stand right here.
Yeah.
Eventually, I will win, I think.
Or Jude will win.
Yeah.
The invisible bugs in Resident Evil 4.
Oh my god. That's the only horror game I played, and that's only because I had infinite health as I used Game Shark, and even then I was too scared. No. I know I can die. I can't die, but I'm too scared.
No, at that point, when you know you have infinite health, you just kind of rush everything.
No!
Just run through it.
It's too scary. It's too scary.
No, you can't scare me if I'm already yelling!
No, it's too scary. Tradition for me and Jude, and probably you too. Dead Space, whenever it comes out, okay, Jude, you gotta play it, I'm just gonna watch. And then I get scared, and both of them look at me like, you were scared of that? It's like, but it popped out of nowhere.
No, when things jump out like that, it's like, yeah, no, I'm done. I've never finished Silent Hill either.
I never played any Silent Hill.
Too scary.
Yeah,
that's kind of why.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like Chris, just too scared to go through it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why we get Jude to play those games.
Yeah, I played the first one when I was like 8. That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Jude, I bought this game. Can you play it for me?
Because, like, Silent Hill Shattered Memories, that was a great game.
Yeah.
But I've never played that game.
I
especially
when
all you had to do was run away. No. I'm not doing that.
Oh, I don't have a gun. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, no. Just run away? All right. No, not going to play that.
I will put down the controller, yeah. Walk this way. I ran away. I won.
Physically, I ran away. I'll just turn you off.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's New Year's for you, Phil.
That's... Yeah.
What did you do? So what did you specifically did you like just
I don't remember. I
work
think I
on
just,
a hall, on a wedding video.
I think I did. Yeah. And then I remember I was in my room most of the time. Probably just working on videos or playing games or something. Mm. I don't know. I didn't do much.
Was your family here?
My parents were here. Oh. And then I remember I fell asleep early and then my dad came into my room and he's like, "It's midnight." All right, I got up. Down a happy new year and then went back up and went to sleep.
Dude, we are so cool.
We're awesome.
We live so everyone,
maybe I watched the movie.
Everyone listening to this podcast right now is, man, these guys have such an amazing life. Like, they make all these funny videos and just do all these crazy things.
They do everything so differently than everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, clearly we do.
Sleeping during New Year's.
You know what's funny? The like, you know how we found out literally, like, you know, I think it was like probably, let's say, like, in the afternoon is when I sent you that text about Kaylin.
Yeah.
My friend, like, just before then, he texted me, "Hey, we're going down to Toronto. Do you want to come with?" I'm like, "Nah, I got plans."
Yeah. I asked someone from work. I was like, "What are you doing?" Because my plans fell through. And she's like, "I'm going downtown." "Oh, I'm kind of sick." "It's cool." I'm going to stay home. Sorry. I was still sick. So I was like, I don't want to be out in the cold for, you know, 6 hours or whatever. So I'm gonna stay home.
Yeah.
And be alone.
I'ma stay alone and be alone.
Yeah, I just told my
at
grandma.
At that time, all eyes were not on me. Don't play it, no.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Alright. You never know now. It might just pop up whenever.
See, those two plans were still better than mine.
But yeah, what did
you... I just had to chill with my grandma and my mom.
Oh.
That was
hey, like... you had people.
I was just playing World of Warcraft, and then they said, it's like, oh, it's midnight.
Never mind.
Let's
you're just as bad as us.
Yeah.
I mean, just as cool as us.
Yeah.
We are so cool. You got, awesome. At least you went to a social area where people were saying Happy New Year.
It was my house.
No, but you went on World of Warcraft, and you were like, Happy New Craft Year.
I guess.
Craft
Year. I ate a ham? Year. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more social than anything I did.
Okay, I ate a New Year's ham.
Did people, like, celebrate in the World of Warcraft?
Oh, yeah, it makes, like
jumping
global,
around and
yeah, it makes global fireworks, like, everywhere.
What time zone do they use?
Oh, whichever one you're in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So then people could be celebrating, and then be like, it's not New Year's yet. What are you doing?
Yeah. All the Australians.
I mean, it's pretty cool. They got
whooping it
out
before everybody else.
They're a year ahead.
At that
us.
Point, you're like...
You got the bad version.
Yeah, no, that's not the version.
That's
I
the
want.
Live version.
Yeah, no, that's the game version, yeah.
What if it's this version? Something, something, something.
Dark Side.
There you go, that's the one I want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Alright.
Now you can't tell because I don't use my phone anymore.
I know. Well, every time you reach over to the computer now.
He'll suspect it.
After we say something. Just everybody gets quiet and waits for it.
So you're saying every time we're touching it?
Yeah.
That.
Yes.
That's true.
It's looping in on itself!
Oh, what's the topic list? New Year's? Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year,
Happy
guys.
Happy New Year.
What did you guys do?
Do you guys get, like... Do you still hear people say that joke, like, "Hey, see you next year," and it's like the next day?
Yeah, I do
that.
It.
Yep,
oh, I hate that.
I love it.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, I know, it's the best.
No,
we're
see,
like, "Hey, I haven't seen you since last year."
No, see, the way I do it is I go full force and be like, "See you next year," because, you know, tomorrow is 2013, so it's a different year than the one, because today is 2012, but then tomorrow's 13,
see, Chris
so it's
is
a new year.
This? He will explain his joke in entirety.
That's how I do it. And
Chris
then people are like,
pro.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, and I keep going. So it's funny to me.
No, I did that too.
It's pretty great.
All right. Releases.
Okay.
What did you call it?
For the Christmas season, we released our Christmas... It's been a long time since we did a Christmas video, that's true. It's called Canada Nothing Christmas Video 2012.
Yeah, that's what I wrote it. Did I write that as?
I don't know.
Happy Holidays 2012? Yeah, Happy Holidays 2012.
But whenever we do like milestone kind of videos, I just like to name it whatever it actually is. Like, birth month, 2011.
But it's not a Christmas video, it's a holiday.
Whatever. It happens at Christmas time.
Yeah, but you're singling out Christmas when it can be all that other stuff.
It's all right. It's all right. Mm. People just feel the love of Christmas.
You know, like when someone says Merry Christmas, you're supposed to actually say Happy Holidays.
Whatever. It's too late now.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could still go through and edit it, but...
No, and then write in annotations, hey guys, sorry about writing Merry Christmas, that's not what I meant. I was trying to actually say, yeah, you know, holidays as a whole. It wasn't until Chris told me this in later this year.
Maybe we would have gotten more hits if it said holiday video.
Maybe. Because all
the Muslim people.
Yeah, they're like, watching that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a holiday really for like some people anyways.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Muslim people, it's just December. They don't have a holiday.
Chinese the Jewish people, it's just December.
The
I thought it was September or January.
What?
Chinese people?
Yeah.
Christmas? No.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
Then why is Chinatown always open?
Here they do.
What?
They still recognize Christmas.
Yeah.
They recognize it, but they don't celebrate it.
Yeah.
They still recognize it. Like, you know, they'll take part somewhat. They'll put up Christmas trees and stuff in the restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll still work that day. They won't take it off.
That's because they know, like, hey,
they know money.
They know, like, nowhere else is open, so everybody's going to go to either McDonald's or Chinese.
So you're
going to
be, they're going
to
be like,
that's right. Well, not really, because McDonald's is open.
Yeah, but you know, would you rather McDonald's or Chinese food?
Chinese. You know what? Chinese food feels more festive than McDonald's.
Depends what you get at McDonald's.
What can you get?
A Big Mac and a double quarter pounder.
Yeah,
both of those.
Then combine an apple
instead
pie.
Of fries. Can I have a double quarter pounder?
Also, that was the first time I tried the habanero sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that thing is really spicy.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy because Jude was trying it, and he's like, oh, man, this is really spicy. Woo! And, you know, Jude's like, oh, like, yeah. He's on a whole other level.
Jude likes curry.
So I'm like, oh, let me try. And then I took a big portion of it. I'm trying to, like, holy crap! Oh, my God!
Jude's the guy who just eats the wasabi.
Yeah.
On its own.
And I'm the guy who, like, stays away from the wasabi at all times.
And I'm somewhere
and
in
when,
between
so them. When Jude says, hey, kinda hot, Chris thinks maybe I should try it.
I was like, there's no way. And but, then, holy crap, it is spicy as heck, man.
But it's Jude.
I know. I didn't think about it that way. I was like, oh, really? For a McDonald's
Jude just
thing?
Makes it sound intriguing.
Yeah.
Because if it's anything else, Jude just goes, normal.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want that. But when Jude says, hey, there's something kind of special about this.
That's when you know.
It's super hot. It's like a challenge from Jude.
More or less.
An indirect challenge.
See, now you can put 7-Up in it. That's what I did.
Oh, yeah, I saw you do that. Is it good?
I don't know. It tastes like 7-Up. It's not like I had half Coke, half...
I should try that, though.
Yeah. Half Gatorade, half 7-Up.
Oh, no, the Gatorade's gone, though.
Oh, half water, half 7-Up.
Oh, no. Actually, that probably wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah,
like, water mixed with a soft drink?
It'd be like a McDonald's
like a watered down soft
drink. Yeah, just water. It's like the McDonald's one, that's it.
So, anyways, our Christmas video came out.
Oh, yeah. That was
here,
fun.
Here's the whole conversation I had with Phil. Hey, Phil, I have this idea where we argue about a Christmas video, and then you say all no things, some ideas. I'm like, okay, fine, what do you want? And then you do Cast Match with Dubstep. And then Phil laughed. They said, okay.
Yep, there you go.
That was it.
Was this like one of those ideas we had just driving the car?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just listen to the camera.
I know you're doing it.
That's the wrong part of the song.
Doesn't matter.
It's okay. We're doing it. We're doing it.
We did it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Which one do you put down?
what takes priority? It's like, oh, okay, I'll just drink the 7-Up now.
No,
Chris, this is for you.
Okay. I did it.
So that video was like... That video is kind of like conversations we have about coming up with stuff sometimes. Just So this happens, and then something unrelated happens.
Yeah. That's pretty much how the ending for Let's Go to Annie North happened.
What was that ending?
The with us dancing to the caramel thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We were just having conversation, and I said, well, what if we just put that at the end then? Yeah. And then we laughed, and we're like, okay, let's do it.
Because we don't know how to end our video.
Oh, that video had an ending, but that one was just a better ending.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun putting together the dubstep part.
I don't understand why you had to put it on the screen.
The computer screen?
Yeah.
Oh, because we had the shot of us watching it. Oh, so I was like, it kind of makes more sense if you see the computer screen.
See, I thought that was just like you hiding the fact that it's not in the proper resolution, so you're trying to fit it in.
No. But then I figured people might not be able to see it that well, so then I put the actual video up later.
So then the actual video, here's the funny part. Not available for mobiles.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
I don't know what's going on with that, Phil.
I think it's because of the music.
Oh, really?
So they put some restrictions on it.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. It's weird.
Watching that on my mom's iPad. All right, I'm going to watch the thing now.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, I mean, you don't really miss anything.
Can't smash.
But the highlight video has more views than the actual video.
Yeah, I know. Because it looks more interesting. Because it says dubstep in it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that.
That was pretty great.
I actually sang that song before then. I didn't just come up with that for that video.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, no, because I forgot I was talking to someone at work, and then they were talking about Christmas songs, and then I said Police in the VOD, and then she was like, what the hell is that? So I started singing it, and then she laughed, and I said, all right. I need to put this in a video somewhere.
Originally, you weren't even going to do the... going to do, like, one part that was kind of obscure. Was it?
No, it was that last part that I did.
It was, like, the I want to wish you a Merry Christmas part.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, if you're saying Police in Nevada, why not just sing the part that says Police in Nevada?
Yeah.
Or, you know, that melody. So I said, okay, do one, then do the other, and then we'll do a take where you do it all together. And I just put the whole thing in. I think we even filmed reaction shots of me.
Yeah.
Trying to make you stop, because I remember filming stuff where I was like, wait, that's wrong.
And then my favorite one where I'm like, you should just go, mm-hmm, 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 yeah, yep, mm-hmm. Now you know what you should have done.
Ultimately, it was just funnier watching Chris sing that for the whole thing.
Don't blame you.
And then he wants to do that thing with the Ferrero Rochers. I had no idea what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, when I wrote the script thing.
Like, and then there's holes in it. What?
How did you bite one side, you bite the other, then you push it out?
Yeah.
You just have to be really gentle.
Yeah, because that was crumble.
Yeah. Something I learned to do as a kid.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wait, that was originally an Oreos commercial, or?
There was an Oreos commercial where some girl was talking, and then her brother did it with the Oreo.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Like, vaguely. But I didn't at the time. Vaguely.
Yeah. That's how you say it, yeah.
Vaguely.
Yep.
Vague.
Don't just say that.
That's right. I don't understand the joke.
It's cool.
See, when you said, like, I like how you said that, it made me think, maybe I said it wrong. I don't know.
He made him self-conscious. Are you gonna live life as a thug now?
Yeah, thug life. I need the tattoo across my stomach.
What, it says thug life?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I'll support you in that.
Yeah.
If you get thug on your chest, I'll get life on mine.
Or I'll...
So that way we can...
I'll get it on my knuckles.
Oh, no, that's too visible.
Yeah, you gotta go to work with that.
Yeah.
I just walk around like this.
See, that's why you go to a club, you just be like, thug life. And you're like, word, you're in.
What's your deal, man? Thug life. Oh, I'm sorry.
Me so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You can get in now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, anything else to say about those videos?
Or, no.
The one video that was split into two, sort of?
Yeah.
That was your Christmas offering for that year.
Yeah.
We'll see what comes this year.
I don't know.
It's a brand new year.
I think I ran out of ideas for Christmas now.
That's all right. I had...
What else can you do?
I had an idea that was way worse. Well, and I was going to tell you about it, and then you told me that one. Mine was just going to be, I'm like, or one of us is like just laying in bed, and the other person comes and just says, hey.
Splooges all over her face and says, Merry Christmas, and walks away. Yeah. Yeah. See,
that idea is even better than
see,
mine.
And then, and then you're in bed, and then all of a sudden it's just like, and you're like, oh my God, what's just happening?
There's a 2013 video. It ends on that song. With just like the camera slowly zooming in to the person for the rest of that song. That's it.
Okay, what's your idea?
No, the idea was just really boring. Just, hey, it's Christmas. Okay. And then we go and open up presents and they're just stupid presents. And that was it. I was going to be like, yeah, we don't even have to write it out. It'll take 20 minutes to film. And that'll be
nothing,
it.
Nothing ever takes 20 minutes to film.
It, that might have.
With me, I don't know.
No, it would have.
Probably take 2 hours.
Well, this year's video will take...
Okay, so next year we open presents. Mental prep. All right, I'll remember that. I'll put that down in my drive.
We open presents.
Create.
And oh, inside here. The present is...
Bad present.
Bad present. It's right down the script.
Holiday.
What would a bad present be?
Skylanders.
Yep. No, we're just going to yep. make it like a green box so people can green screen in their own present. Just make it whatever you want.
No, it'll be whatever you want. It'll just have generic like, oh, hey, thanks, Kaylin. Oh, thanks. And you can put whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just open or bad
just, presents. Just have a paper inside that says whatever you want.
I'll take that the wrong way.
You can have whatever you like.
Yeah.
What was that song called?
I don't know.
I only remember it because Weird Al did a spoof.
Oh yeah, I haven't
it
heard
his
newest
album. It was about like coupons and stuff. It was about treating his girlfriend, but really badly, like taking her to McDonald's because he has coupons for it. And he's like, you can have whatever you like. I heard that.
Okay, I gotta go get his new album. I forgot about that.
Alpocalypse.
Yeah.
It's a good album. It came out like 2 years ago.
Really?
Well, 2011 sometime. Okay. Like summer 2011. I don't know. Anything else? Nothing else came out.
Yeah. Your stupid video.
Oh, yeah. The farm crisis.
What is that? I don't understand.
Oh, on Sean's personal channel, he just put a video that was like raw footage. And his description was, sorry guys, I didn't have a computer to edit this, so this is what you get. And then people just took the footage and edited it.
Oh, so there's any of a competition or anything?
No, I just took it and decided to try it.
You put it on the can of nothing when you could have put it on your Vimeo account or something?
Yeah.
Great.
Because now it's the first like mashup between the can of nothing and Mega 64.
That's a good mashup. Great mashup.
Hi.
He seems angry.
In case you can't see what we're doing, Chris was just staring at me, and I stared back. And then the song ended.
Upcoming!
Yeah.
Passing Through! We just recorded that. What do you think we were doing? Like,
what do we have coming? Probably nothing. But yeah,
as per standard quo of the can of nothing.
Yeah,
probably
I'm just used to that. It's like when you get F's all the time in school. You write a test, you say, hey, I know
whatever
what I got.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. No, you know what you got. You know what to expect. But then you're surprised when someone says, no, you did good.
Yeah, whatever. And then those stupid smart people are like, oh my God, I have to get an A. I have to get an A.
A B?
Whereas me, I'm like, oh look, a D. All right.
Yeah. Go me.
Yeah.
My standards are low.
Then you get the award for most improved.
Yeah, and that sounds much better than that sounds much better than most valuable player or whatever. Because you know he was MVP, but I improved the most out of that year. So,
who's better now?
Yeah. Who improved more, me or you?
You've me. Always been at the top. I came from the bottom.
What's that? What's that song? What? Start from the bottom, got nowhere else to go. I forgot. Whatever.
Rap song?
Yeah, sure.
Probably.
Anyways, passing through. Based on Phil's friend's student's video.
My student friend.
Chris Almeida's interpretation of that video.
We went to, I think we talked about this, we went to the student film festival thingy, awards ceremony, and there was a film called Passing Through that ended
That really caught my attention, that really hit home with me.
With
know?
Chris, it had this very, like...
Oh my god!
It was just so open to interpretation. It's one of those movies.
Yeah, and I feel like this was my Dark Knight Rises.
Oh.
I got it.
So he wrote out his interpretation in dialogue form.
Yeah.
And today we filmed it. And it was very cold.
It was very cold.
Yeah.
Actually, I was fine for most of it.
I was okay, but then eventually it was just like, alright, come on, let's just...
No, you know what made it cold for me? Like, it was touching the metal tripod that was sitting in the cold for most of the day.
Oh, poor you, touching the metal tripod.
Yeah, having to hold that door all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was but, pretty cold.
You know, I was still able to wear my coat for most of it.
Phil has this, all of a sudden before we film, Phil's like, guys, no jackets. Take off your jackets. It looks dumb.
I was going to tell you guys, and then Chris is just like, you think I'll be okay with just the sweater? Like, yeah, I was going to say, like, no jackets in this. It does look weird. I think it just draws attention to the fact that, hey guys, it's winter and it's cold. And it's not important. So just... No jackets.
So guys, just hypothermia, a little bit of frostbite, it's cool.
This is what filming school has taught Phil.
Yeah,
it's no jackets.
Attention to detail. No jackets.
Mm-hmm. No jackets.
Only wear jackets if it looks like it's really cold. That's what,
if your movie's going to take place in a blizzard, or if it's like the sequel to The Day After Tomorrow, then you can wear jackets. Otherwise, no jackets.
What if we were shivering too much?
I don't think so. I don't think we're sharing. No, we weren't. We were good. We're not girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It was a lot warmer than I expected today, because the forecast the whole week
it was
going to be like -20 really and snowing. I was like, crazy. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, you know, the sun's out, it warms up, it's okay.
It was fine. Just warm enough to be like, yeah.
We get lucky a lot with weather, I find. Like, it usually works out for us.
Well, usually because we film in the basement, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah.
Unless it rains a lot, and then all of a sudden the basement starts to flood.
Well, there was that... Remember that one time it rained when we went out to film Batman stuff? And then we had to wait under, like, at the school for, like, half an hour?
I don't like remembering Batman all that much.
Yeah, I like to. That was fun.
Wow, my acting is so bad in that.
No, it's good. That was the best.
No.
You've never topped yourself yet.
I feel like I have. Multiple times.
Yeah. What'd you think, Kaylin, of Batman?
Seconds. What? Oh.
No, what'd you think of, Passing Through?
I thought it was cold.
You were on the border of cold and warm.
That's why it was the worst for me, because I didn't get
Your back was warm, but your front was just freezing.
Yeah, I was, like, on the borders of hell.
It was just... Yeah, whereas me, I was all the way in hell, so yeah, it's like, so whatever, dude,
used to it.
Let's do this.
I kept having to come in and out and just die.
Okay, these guys had to be outside with no coats. I was inside
with a coat.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
Yep.
But no, I liked it.
I think it's a good video. It's going to be funny.
Really? Well, writing it, I was like, is this going to be funny? I don't know. Because it's just based on the one idea of passing through. So I don't know if I like...
Well, it's... I think it's relatable.
It's very 2013.
Yeah. You know, because
of all of our Rush Hour references.
All of them. All two references. And because, you know, we all survived the end of the world, and so people kind of understand being at death's door.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, shut up about the Mayan stuff, okay?
I didn't mention the Mayan.
No, but you were hinting at it.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah,
no.
You were.
No. Just talking about...
See, this was his Dark Knight Rises thing. Well, that's up to your interpretation. That's how... If you think I was talking about the Mayans, that's your interpretation. If I wasn't specifically...
You never know. It's just, you know, you see different things.
See?
Just the way things show up.
See? See?
When you watch this... When you watch Passing Through...
No! No, like, no, 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 no. There's nothing...
Passing Through version 2.
There's nothing...
I'm gonna try to get a hold of the original one so we can, like, compare.
But you know what you have to do? You have to get the first one and then split screen it and then play them both at the same time. Yeah. And then at the end it says, did you get it?
Huh?
Or, you know what? I'm going to do what they did to his film. I'm just going to cut it off at some point. And then everybody will kind of do a slow clap. Like, was it done?
Because that was the first one, right? That was the first one that faded out? Or was it?
It was. I think it was the first one they showed for that category.
Okay.
And then it was like, oh, okay. Because I've seen the whole thing. So I remember
I didn't. I didn't understand what the hell
but
was going
I'm feeling a lot of other people there who are just like, that's the ending?
But then as later on, as the show went on, and you realize, oh, they're just cutting out everything.
Yeah. They cut off my credits for my film. My credits had significant background noise.
That's great.
I worked hard to put... I had to record my own clock ticking sound I put in there.
Read the facts.
Chris just showed us funny stuff. You know...
Yes. Right?
A plus. Yes. A plus.
Free facts. Go follow them on Twitter.
All right. My favorite Twitter account now is
Genki
Modern
Slugger.
Seinfeld.
What?
No.
I love that.
You follow that?
I don't follow it, but like I've seen a lot of it.
Yeah. I read them once in a while, but I follow them, and it's funny. Because it does... You can see that happening. I like how they always just put quotes at the end of it, like what they would say. And if you read it in their voices, it's funny.
And you would. You can't look at Seinfeld and not read things in their voices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And just so everyone knows, I'm kind of making it a New Year's resolution to if I'm going to say this, I'm going to say it out loud, so it has to kind of be true. One video a month for the Can of Nothing for the next year.
No, that's what we planned before said that.
No, but I'm doing this now. I'm running this ship.
Oh, man.
All I have to do is write one video, and then you edit. Hey, feel free to, whenever, once Passing Through comes out, then it's on.
Okay. So but it has to come out this month.
No. So 1 month, once Passing, let's say it comes out in, like, February. What then for one full year.
In July.
Well, then you're going to, so for one full year in July, you're going to have to.
Oh, okay.
From one July to the next July.
It's on. We tried it before, it didn't work.
But that's because Derek.
Even with writer extraordinaire Derek.
But he's like, this is what Derek does. Derek writes a script, and he goes, oh, I don't know. Let's just delete it. Me, I'm like, oh, I don't know. But I finished it. All right, here you go. Here you go, Phil. That's the difference.
Yeah, something's better than nothing. We'll
see. Thing about that, though, was a lot of the things like Derek tried to do his animations. And, like, I had nothing to do with that, really, except doing some voices. So some of it kind of fell on him just putting out one video a month.
Yeah,
if he wrote stuff and said, Phil, take it. Do it.
Yeah.
Then I think maybe it would have happened more. But we'll see. We'll see, man. I mean.
No, but that's what I, like.
It's a big challenge.
No, it's not. It's not that hard.
It's a big challenge.
I mean, consider it. See, my math is going. Because you have to edit it, right? So even if we film one video a month, you can still edit it all and then release it, but then have it all come out like once a month, you know?
Yeah. Hmm. We should do what some people do, where they do a season, they'll like film everything, and then just edit them throughout the rest of the year.
No, we're not doing a season.
Let's do a season.
No, we're not doing
this a season. This is season 10.
No, we're not.
Hey, it's 10 years since this year since we started doing videos. That means 10th anniversary of domestic dispute.
Good luck with that.
Yes.
Get Alex and...
Celebrate. I'm going to be celebrating this whole year.
That's great. Fantastic.
Happy 10th domestic dispute. I'm going to do special commentary. It's going to be... I'm going to get Derek and Alex to do commentary with me. I'm going to edit together the whole series into one video, and it'll be amazing. I can just see it now. I'm closing my eyes and I'm picturing it in my head. The rebirth of domestic dispute, celebrating 10 years. Can't believe it still exists, guys. I think.
Because, like, I already have an idea for the next video, and we just came up with that stupid idea just now.
For Christmas?
No. Well, yeah, okay, so, okay, we have this one video that I have in mind. We have the Christmas video, and then we have the one that we just saw on YouTube. So that's three videos.
Yeah, okay.
And passing through, that's four. So we need eight more videos.
Eight more.
See? We're quarter way there.
Documentary about domestic dispute.
We're not... Okay, that you can do that. I don't have to write anything about that.
No,
I'll be in it. I'll be like, huh? I wasn't really involved in it. I just saw it. I thought it was really dumb. I don't know.
I think you know what? I think I'm gonna try to do that.
I'm gonna give it 2.5 stars. I don't know. Service wasn't that great. What am I talking about again?
Slow shipping.
Yeah.
Only give you A+.
See, now you have to do it. Just include that.
Yep.
And if we still do probably Game of the Year, that's 5.
I don't know if I want to do that one.
Yeah, you do.
But well, we don't have to do. We don't even have to do it for. We can do a for end of this year. Probably Game of the Year.
Yeah, pick a game that comes out this year.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, we'll do it, and we'll be like, it has to be a game that we don't play, but we probably think it is a good game. Originally, the idea I had was getting Tank as probably Game of the Year.
But then you played it.
I didn't play it. It's not open.
Oh.
So then, and we'd be like, I don't know, it says Tank like 3 times. There's a picture of a tank. Yeah. Probably the best game ever. I don't know. Who knows? And that was pretty much it. That's why I say we can still do it.
I like the idea of making it all professional, like the GameSpot videos. Like, just seriously talking about this game, like, it probably was. I never tried it.
Yeah, see?
Interesting cover. You get, like, industry professionals, like, I have never heard of that, but I'd be down for it.
Yeah. Would I say it's the best? Maybe. I guess so. Probably.
It might have been.
Yeah.
If I played it.
If I played it. If I played it, it probably would have been the worst game ever. But as of right now, maybe. See? We just did it right there. Go trash-imation that.
All right.
Wait, and I have another idea. So that's 5. And if we do, probably it's going to be 6.
Here we go. We're halfway there.
I just written down.
You're going to forget all of them tonight.
No. I've had like 2 in my head for a really long time. But yeah. I feel like I can write 12 stories.
Okay, you can write them. I have to film them, edit them.
Yeah.
And we have to schedule time to get together to do
it. That's on you.
Man. We need a producer. You want to be our producer, Caleb?
No, he doesn't have a phone. How's he going to do this? We're the one that always has to get involved with him.
Yeah, this is...
It's okay, I can do it.
He's just going to disappear on us like everyone else does.
I know, everybody hates us. We're a virus.
Hey, I'm always here.
So we're ready for New Year's.
Hey.
Why did you ruin New Year's?
New video, why did Caleb ruin New Year's?
Hey, I just...
The end of video is, he didn't ruin New Year's.
Then it's just a close-up of Jude.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, what? And it ends. Sorry, Jude.
There, play that song and just... Zoom into Jude's face the entire time.
All right, we got to move on. We're at 70 minutes.
What? Really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so look forward to passing through.
Passing through.
Whenever.
Hopefully. Actually, the month is almost over, so February. Next month. Yeah.
Well, it's the Kaelin, it took you like 2 months.
Happy Valentine's. Here's passing through.
Yes.
Or happy Family Day.
We saw Django.
Django
was good. I liked it. Kaelin didn't show up for that because we went like on the Christmas weekend or something.
Yeah.
I invited you, though, so.
Yeah.
Do you want to see it still?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You should go see it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go see it.
By yourself.
Phil doesn't want to go.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah, no, I want to see it.
I was hoping Jude would be online so I can call him, but he's not here. So we can talk about Django.
Is that your favorite Tarantino film?
Yep, absolutely.
Which ones have you seen from him, though?
The Kill Bills.
Really?
Yeah. Pulp Fiction, the Inglourious Basterds, and I think that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't like Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
That's the only... No, that's one of two I haven't seen. I haven't seen that one and Jackie Brown. That's it.
Which one was Jackie Brown?
That's like his blaxploitation film.
Okay, yeah.
It has Samuel Jackson in it.
Yeah.
As not Jackie Brown.
Samuel Jackson in every one of his movies?
No.
He wasn't in Kill Bill.
He's in 3. No, four. Three? I don't know.
He's in enough of them.
He's in a lot of them. But he's good in them.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it works.
So, yeah.
He was good in Django, too.
I think he was my favorite part of Django.
Man, do I gotta see Django now?
Yeah, you gotta see
Django.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
I thought it, like, especially for a Tarantino movie, it, like, moved really well. The pacing was... It wasn't just, like, a lot of people standing. They actually moved it throughout the movie relatively... Well,
yeah, I guess.
And there was suspense into what they were talking about. It wasn't just, like, inane banter of... You know, so the police, Tarantino. You see the movie about the police, where the police, there was this thing where he was walking and then he put his foot down.
He doesn't do it that much in all his movies.
Yeah,
I think he does it more in, like, Pulp Fiction.
He did it in that Grindhouse movie a lot.
Okay, that one. But I saw Reservoir Dogs recently, and he doesn't really do it there. And that movie
he did it in Glorious really Bastards well. A lot.
That's why I didn't like it.
Yeah, just a lot of...
The Kill Bills, there was like a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
It was like sort of purposeful dialogue.
Yeah, but still it was a lot of talking. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what he does. It's like a lot of talking and then a lot of action. And then a lot of talking again.
Glorious Bastards, not a lot of action in that one.
Yeah.
There's lots of talking.
Lots of talking in other languages and then more talking.
Oh, Chris is going for more chicken.
Hit it.
How much is left?
Like two?
Three?
Three pieces.
Close enough.
Oh, I was gonna take one hour.
So we can't even finish 15 pieces.
No. Okay, later. Later. There's three left. We each have to take one.
All right.
By the end of the podcast.
Dude, I had five now.
I had four.
I had three. Come on, guys. All right,
you're the chicken dude. You're the chicken dude.
Yeah, you're the chicken dude.
Fine, jeez.
You see any other movies? Kaylin, what have you seen recently?
Recently?
Anything, even something old.
Indie Game the movie?
Did you still want to see that?
No, I saw it.
Is it good?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Is it a documentary?
It is a documentary.
Oh.
It's a story where it tells three different games, one that has been made, one that is coming out, and one that's still in the process of coming out.
Okay.
And the game that already has been made, it like gets like it's really heavy on that early on, but then like by like the second half, it's like that game doesn't exist anymore because it's all about the other two. So it's like, why did you include that one? Doesn't make any sense.
Cool.
That's a good movie.
What about you, Kaylin?
Actually, I think the most recent movie I watched was, like, Black Dynamite.
What's that?
It's, like, a fake blaxploitation film, but it's...
What does that mean?
It's, like, they kind of parody it.
Like, Tarantino's?
No.
The
no.
way he sort of parodied no. stuff?
It's like they straight up just did a blaxploitation film, but then it's, like, all the jokes were intentional.
Okay.
So, like, the Kaylin...
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that our blaxploitation film?
I guess.
Better add that to the tag, blaxploitation.
All right.
I spell it with an X, because it's cool.
Well, I thought, isn't that the way it's spelled?
Is it?
I don't know.
No.
I thought that was.
Yeah. Fine, BLAHXCS.
That's like blaxploitation.
Whatever.
It's so blah.
But yeah, that's the last thing I watched, pretty much.
Cool. I saw... What did I see? I watched a lot of movies. I watched I watched The Seven Samurai. That was a good movie.
Feel free to talk about all the movies you saw.
No, that's... I'll just talk about that one. That was good.
And what other movies did you see? Because you said you saw a lot of movies.
I saw this documentary called Samsara.
Mm-hmm.
I saw... A Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah.
I watched Lord of the Rings again, the first one. I watched Rocco from Mega 64 put out his own like fan commentary for Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions. So I watched both of those with his commentary. And I think that was it. Yeah, that was it. I watched Christopher Nolan's first film called Following.
What was that?
Huh?
What was that?
It came out before Memento.
I was about to pause it, but okay. If you got any questions into that?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
It's like, I don't know, like the first feature film he did out of film school. I don't know. It was alright.
I saw, I think yesterday I watched Batman Year One, which was terrible. I saw Looper. Oh. I like Looper.
I gotta see Looper.
I didn't give it to you on a disc. If you want it. Alright.
That's DVD drive.
And, what else did I see? I think that was it. That's it. That's it.
Yep.
And then done. We all saw Zero Dark Thirty, and I was like, what is this movie? What?
Forgot about that. Did you like it?
No. Really? I was confused. Like, characters showed up, and then I was like, who are you? Why should I care about you?
Okay, that's kind of the way I felt about the movie. Like, generally, I liked it. Like, but it was interesting, but it felt like it was a movie portraying facts, and I didn't care about the characters or anything that was really happening.
The whole movie was, are we going to find Osama bin Laden? And I think that's, if you want that, then you'll like the movie. But if you want more than that, then...
Because it's like they just opened up a history book and said, okay, at this day, they did this. Do that in the movie. Okay. It was facts. That's the whole movie. It wasn't like, care about the story, care about the characters. Just, this is what happened in real life. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, there, you're done.
Yeah.
I like the end when they're, like, storming the house.
Yeah, because that was, like, the only action in the movie.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That was the only time where something happened.
But you didn't care about any of the soldier guys because you don't know any of them.
They just kind of showed up. Even when, like, I was kind of waiting to see, like, oh, who's the guy who's going to actually shoot him? And one of them, like, some no-faced guy just goes, dude, do you know what you just did? Like, I don't know who did what.
Why wasn't it one of the other guys?
Because the only two that they actually gave anything to do was, like, the two guys who looked exactly the same with the beards and the sunglasses who were playing whatever, hacky sack or something.
Shoe horse.
Yeah, that was a weird issue. Like, people just showed up and it's like, you know this guy. He's been your buddy the entire movie.
Yeah, all of a sudden that security guard guy who was always trying to track down that cell phone, all of a sudden he had a prominent role for like 10 minutes. It's like, who are you?
And like,
who's your buddy? What's going on?
The guy
who was
torturing, like, he seemed really important at the beginning. Then later
he just forgot.
I'm going home. What? That's it?
Yeah, I'm done.
Your story isn't tied up in any way.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Well, you know, in real life, I just finished my job and went home, so that's what we did in the movie. So,
But even the guy they were torturing, it's like once they got whatever they wanted out of him, like that was it. Even though he was like tortured,
he has no like bad feelings towards him. It's like, hey, here's a meal. Oh, okay. Here's all my information.
Yeah, it's like, you told us what happened. So now keep telling us everything. So, well, since I already said it all.
Yeah, they seem like they're friends after.
You got me.
The torture stuff wasn't as bad as people.
I was really hoping that it wasn't just going to be like a torture porn movie. Because like the first beginning of it, that seemed like
that's all it was going to be.
Yeah. But the guy from The Matrix was in there. The black guy. He's from the sequels. Link. Remember the guy who's supposed to drive the ship?
No, who did he play?
He was like the only black guy in the movie. he was like one of the people in Pakistan, I think, who was helping them. He had like sort of dreads, long hair, beard.
Was he part of the group?
He was, that initial group that was together. He was part of it.
That was Link?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow.
I recognized him, but I couldn't like place where he's from. I thought he was the guy from the second Cosby show. You remember that guy? He like lived upstairs.
Why are you looking at Kaelin?
Because
I watched the Cosby Show. Why'd you watch the Cosby Show?
I feel offended.
I thought he remembered.
As a Bill Cosby fan, I feel offended that you would go to Kaelin first.
What's your favorite Bill Cosby thing?
The one where that guy from that movie was there.
Link.
Yeah.
His name's like something, Harold something. I don't know.
But yeah, no one in that movie was important, basically.
No.
Not even the main character.
No.
Was there
except for that one line where she's like, I feel like I was spared to... continue on.
I love that collective groan we all.
Me, Jude, and Kayla were just like, oh.
Okay, this movie started now.
And we didn't even know her name till halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Maya.
All right. Thinking of the wolf.
The wolf was someone else.
Yeah. No, wasn't she the wolf?
Yeah.
No.
Because she was on the phone with the guy and he's like, I'll tell the wolf.
Yeah, but then he was like, you know, you're the one that let the wolf free. You gotta help her out.
What? I don't know. Let's IMDb this.
No.
Look up her name.
No. Well, it's not going to say Da Wolf. It's going to say Maya.
It might say Maya the Wolf.
No, it won't.
Like, but what if that's your last name?
It's not her last name.
Not the Wolf, but the Wolf.
I know, but no.
Yeah.
Well, you have a phone. Go feel for check.
It's all the way over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, mine's all the way over here. I'm holding chicken. I'm doing my job eating chicken, where you, much like you guys should do.
So wait, did they actually have, like, that entire base get blown up?
Yeah, I guess. Man, even when that lady died.
Yeah, it's like,
who was she?
Oh, I want to bake him a cake.
Yeah. But man, she was dumb what she
yeah.
did. Like, no, just security, go away. Don't check him. You make him feel comfortable.
We aren't, you know, espionage here. Come on. We don't need security. I made him a cake. It's his birthday.
Put the cake down. Why, like, are you walking funny?
In the beginning, you're led to be like, all right, she's going to be the main character's rival.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, it's just like, we found someone.
Yeah. We're only two ladies here who are friends.
Like, what the hell?
Zero Dark 30. Bam.
I didn't like it.
The other movie that lady did was better. Even though I don't remember it. But I remember being more entertained.
Yeah, but relatively. But you can say that about a lot of things.
Alright, I'm calling it Best Picture of the Year.
Zero Dark
Just
Dairy.
Because if they don't name it Best Picture, they'll seem unpatriotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was probably like, oh, this is going to win an Oscar for sure.
Then again, Lincoln came out and is also nominated for Best Picture. That's also a very patriotic movie.
Yeah, so, but I mean,
current or old. You know?
Yeah. One of these happened recently. One of them, that's done.
One of them, we're already studying in the textbooks.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
like, he's a textbook now.
No, we're studying
this well,
yet.
Well, to be fair, the story of Lincoln is already over. Who knows what this situation of Bin Laden will lead to?
Yeah.
But from where they told it up to, it's over.
Like, I know, but to say that one will win the Oscar because it's more relevant, or because it's more recent, where the story isn't fully finished.
Maybe.
Whereas Lincoln, you'd be praising the Lincoln instead of saying, hey, we killed this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, in Lincoln, I mean,
we
the
got
good
him.
Guy dies. But in this one, the good guys win.
For now.
Not the good guys, the Americans win.
Yes. Oh.
Oh.
Watch out.
Oh.
They won.
Oh.
They did it. Hey,
he
guys,
put that
we
out
did
there.
It. We did it,
we
guys.
Got him. We got him. It took us 20 years, but we got him.
Phil, you said it, not me.
Hey.
I'm telling you.
It's going to happen.
The government's going to come after you now.
If that wins Best Picture...
Is Phil a terrorist?
She's going to go up to the
Phil
mic and
Phil said that
say,
America wasn't the good
we
guys.
We did it, guys. And then she's going to walk away.
Drop the mic.
And that song's going to play.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
If you ever win something at an award ceremony, ask them to play this song for you.
What if it's like one of those... let's say I'm in a new video that you're in for your school, and then yeah. And then they say, I win a thing. Can I go up there and just like put on MP3 and just be like...
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Just have it ready all the time, in case.
That's why it's on my phone.
Yeah. Or if you become a pro wrestler, that'll be your intro song.
That's true.
Yeah. Should be.
Hmm. Oh,
here comes the General...
Tao.
The General Tao.
Because if you're Asian,
all
you have to have some
on
sort
me.
Of... Whenever you're Asian, you have to have some sort of like Asian reference to...
And people have signs that say, eyes on me.
Yeah. But then, but
got,
be slanted like that.
I got my eyes on you.
Be slanted like a Chinese person.
And you just run down the aisle going,
Be like, I can't see you. Where are you? I'm Asian. Oh, wrestling.
Awesome.
Is there any other movies you saw?
No.
No.
Any games you've been playing? Civ 5. We already talked about that.
Yeah, we talked
no
about
Civ 5. No more Civ 5.
No, there's no more Civ 5.
What else? I see you on Steam Online all the time.
That's
just leave Steam on. Yeah,
yeah, that's Kalen.
Well, yeah, my thing is sort of just on all the time too. Yeah. I never play any games from Steam. Not really.
Guess I played some game called Don't Starve.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I bought that game.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to feel about it right now.
Yeah, well, it's still in beta.
Yeah, that's why. Like, it seems like it's something that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
But it's...
But they can still fuck it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay right now.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna play it. I'm just gonna
I can't believe that that's by the same people that made Shank.
Yeah.
That part just freaks me out.
Yeah. That's what got me.
Did you like Shank?
It was a game. It happened. I could play it.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so I guess I'm waiting for Don't Starve to not be in beta so I can play it and experience it as a game instead of something.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the next 3DS game we're all getting, guys?
I'm waiting for...
Fire Emblem?
No.
What?
You know, I hate Fire Emblem. I don't like Fire Emblem.
What is coming out?
Okay, let's go to Game FAQs and find out.
I'm getting Pokemon Mystery Dungeon next month.
Dude, did you see the new Pokemon?
Yes.
X and Y.
I'm out. I'm done.
What?
X and Y.
Yep. The Pokemon.
They're moving on to letters now.
October.
I think I've seen this.
Worldwide, not just in Japan.
Yep.
Hmm.
Oops, I pressed.
I got a Pokédex on my phone.
This is relevant. Yep.
It's awesome.
Oh, Etrian Odyssey 4.
Oh yeah, you're one of those dudes.
Yeah, I am.
You're a fucking masochist, man.
I am. It's the kind of game I like, but I know how. Yeah, I like.
Draw your maps. Is that thing still there?
It automatically does it.
Wasn't that the thing about 3? You have to like draw your maps.
Yeah. Ugh. I enjoy doing pointless, mindless tasks. So. Yeah. I'm fully aware of how.
That's not for like a month though.
Yeah. What is that? Sometime in
the 26th, apparently.
Oh, that's. I can wait.
There's Fire Emblem. There's Brain Age.
Ooh.
There's Castlevania. There's a Shadow.
Really?
I don't know, it's a 3DS game. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. I think that's going to be all of ours. Just so you guys know.
No.
Monster Hunter?
Yeah. Oh, no. We don't... Do we have to explain what Monster Hunter is?
No, don't.
You'll get two different explanations here.
No. No, you only get one. It's just I want to join the other one just because, you know?
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion, that comes out in March.
Don't care.
I didn't even play the first one.
Why do people like that game so much?
I don't know.
Because it's Luigi, man. It's the one that people don't like a lot.
I couldn't like grasp why this is fun.
No, it's because it's the one that people weren't expecting, so it got bad reviews, but then the people who really liked it are really vocal. It's like, you know, it's not as bad as people think, bro.
No, it kind of was.
I don't know, because I remember when they announced it, people went like crazy.
And then it was just like, oh.
Oh, wait, that's Luigi's Mansion, never mind.
That's pretty much it for the 3DS.
Huh. Yeah, until like the summer.
What are you looking forward to on the Wii?
Like specifically on the Wii?
Wii U.
On the Wii U, the Wonderful 100.
Oh yeah.
The Rayman.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I like that Rayman Legends game. What with the Rayman
Origins?
Rayman Origins.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the next one.
You know, I found myself recently that as much as I like certain games, I don't want to get like all the sequels and stuff, because then if it's too much of the same, I get kind of bored.
Yeah, like as much as I like Pokemon, I didn't even want Black 2, but then it was given to me.
I remember I bought the Jak and Daxter collection, and I was like, I'm sure this game is fun, but there's three of them, and if after I play one, I'm not going to want to play the second of them.
Well, yeah, that's why you wait for like another two or three years, and then.
Yeah, see, I played Jak and Daxter when it was like still in its prime, so I got to go through it sequentially.
Yeah, you got to miss it, and then be like, yeah, I want more of it.
Yeah, but if you get it all at once, then it's just a little too much at one time.
Yeah.
There really isn't anything for any of the handhelds.
Especially Vita.
Sly Cooper comes out on the 5th.
I haven't played any of those games.
I know, but they're... I always hear good things about them.
Yeah, like... I keep hearing good things about it.
And I guess
he made it into PlayStation All-Stars, so I mean, it must be good.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes it like those are the elite of the elite. You know,
Nathan Drake.
Big Daddy from BioShock. A game that was plagued with problems on the PS3. That wasn't even considered a PS3 game, it was considered a 360 game. It wasn't even considered a PC game.
But he made it.
It was multi-platform.
Yeah, no, but primarily people played it on the 360. I don't... There's not really much else.
Yeah, I've got, like, my three games to look forward to, I guess.
And then, yeah, you're going to play Last Story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pandora's Tower got announced, too.
Are you eating that?
Yeah. There's so much.
Oh, my gosh.
I think there's, like, two more pieces.
Three of you ate all that whole bucket?
Not yet.
Tried to.
We're getting there.
Almost done. Yeah, Kaelin, it's your turn.
Hey man, I can do it.
You have to have two more.
Oh man.
Look, there's gravy. You can dip your chicken in it.
Oh yeah.
That's what I did.
And eat the fries.
I'll just drink the gravy.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. What's the last piece? Can I see it? I might want it.
It's the wing.
Okay, I'll have it.
Yeah. I don't really... I hate the wing. Take it.
All right.
We did it.
Recommends.
Is that it for our banter stuff? That's it? I have nothing else to say.
Then why? Why?
I don't know. Do you have anything else to say?
Just, you know, times like these, you know, you just gotta remember who are your bros and who your foes, you know?
Wise words, man. Wise words.
It's true.
All right, good stuff.
These girls be all, like, talking about you. It's like, why are you talking about me?
Are they your foes?
You say, they be my foes. Yes.
I hear that, man. I hear that. Foe.
You mean pho?
Pho.
It sounded like you were gonna finish that with something, but you didn't.
Good food.
Oh. Pho, good food. Is that what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All for good food. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Here, Fry. yeah, recommends. What do you recommend, Caitlin?
I recommend just accepting that my grandma's gonna have Christmas.
What?
She's gonna take it.
That's not...
Wait, so I'm not gonna have Christmas?
No. She's gonna take it.
Well, ask her to share. It's the Christmas spirit, right?
She's not gonna share it. She's not gonna share Christmas.
That's not a very Christmassy thing to do at Christmas.
It really isn't.
Did she? You should show her the Grinch movie. Because he took Christmas.
He took it. Thank you. But no, I'd recommend Don't Starve.
You can't recommend it yet. It's not out yet.
Hey, I can recommend it.
That's like being like, yo, I checked out all these sick pics of Kingdom Hearts. You guys should, I recommend
it. It's out, though. I mean, as for what it is right now, it's honestly kind of good. It's just, it's probably going to get better. It's probably going to get worse. You don't know yet.
Ugh.
But I recommend it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Can we get dessert? Is there a place that orders out for dessert? Dimitri's. Can we get like a... ice cream and to go.
Do you want to go to this marble slab place?
What?
It's at Heartland.
It's like 8:30.
Yeah.
Because I went to the one in Dundas Square before, and then I found the other one at Heartland. I'm like excited now.
It's like 8:30.
But it's really expensive.
Probably closing in like half an hour.
That's true. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very likely.
That's what I'm saying. Just order.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Go to Special LA again. Just get pies.
Let's just go there.
Do you have ice cream here or something?
I have mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Done.
What?
Is that your favorite?
Yeah, it is.
Me too.
Oh, good. You guys, not
see
fair.
See it?
Not yeah fair.
This right here.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
What was it?
That was my phone.
Oh. No.
Oh, did it break? You need an iPhone.
Phil, what do you recommend?
I don't know. It was one of these things where I had something in mind the whole month, and then I just forgot it on the day of. I recommend a game or something.
Phil recommends something.
No, you
can't recommend something. Oh, I also saw all the Bourne movies. Those are pretty good.
What do you recommend?
I recommend one of the movies I saw called Samsara. Very high quality movie on Blu-ray.
Yeah?
Yep. Oh, check it out.
Alright.
What do you recommend, Chris? This song?
Mm-hmm.
What's this song called?
All Eyes on Me versus Bittersweet Symphony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
DJ Hero.
DJ Hero soundtrack, get that.
Yeah,
The first one.
I actually recommend the DJ Hero soundtrack.
It's really good.
That's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
Lots of good, like, mashups and
it's
stuff.
It's great.
It makes me like the Gwen Stefani Banana song.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Jesus. All of those. All of those are the best.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I hate those songs. Then I hear those, and it's like
damn. Yep.
I'm done.
All right.
It was great.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I like that Defunk versus Strange Enough.
Mm. What's Defunk?
It's Daft Punk's.
Oh yeah, yeah, the one with the music video with the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Which one I like the most?
I never really liked that song.
I never liked Daft Punk until till I got into my 20s, and all of a sudden it was just like...
Until Tron.
Yeah, no, before Tron, but like...
No, I didn't get into it until I listened to the Tron soundtrack, and then I started listening to the other stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I still don't like everything, though.
Heard it through a grapevine versus Feel Good. Yeah, that's the one, right there. That's the one.
Yeah, probably one of my favorite ones, too. I'm just going to play some DJ Hero music song.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Yep.
Wait. Let it get to the rap part first. Oh, my God. So good.
Mm-hmm.
ODB, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Wait, is he?
Yeah, he did.
A long time ago.
Yeah. All right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live my life as a thug till the day I die. All eyes on me. Live my life as a boss player until the day I die. Bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating, trying to sound like us. Bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating, trying to sound like. Bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating, tryna bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating, tryna sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, say they ready for the funk. Ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Say they ready for the funk, say they ready for the funk. Ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Say they ready for the funk, say they ready for the funk. Ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Cause all I want is cash and things and 5 double O. Bands want my plastic rags. My main thing was to be made to pay. The game sharper than the razor. Game sharper than the razor. Game sharper than the razor. Game sharper than the razor blade. All eyes on me. Live my life as a thug till the day I die. All eyes on me. Live my life as a boss. Life as a boss. My life is a thug till the day I die. All eyes on me. Then my life is a boss. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Fans watching, plotting and kicking. Will I survive? Will I die? I'm living rough and raw. Fans watching. Plotting and kicking, will I survive? Will I die? I'm living rough, bad, just watching. Plotting and kicking, will I survive? Will I die? Bad, just watching. Plotting and kicking, will I survive? Will I die? I'm living rough and raw. Catching cases at a fast rate. Ballin' in the fast lane. 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 Hustle till the morning. Hustle till the morning. Hustle till the morning. Never stop it till the cash came. Never stop it till the cash came. Typer as a kid, cold as a teenager. On my mobile calling big shots on the scene major. Got me tossing. I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my. Got me tossing. I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my. Got me tossing. I put the top down. Now it's time to floss. All eyes on me. Live my life as a thug till the day I die. All eyes on me. Live my life as a boss. Life as a boss. All eyes on me. Live my life as a thug till the day I die. All eyes on me. Live my life as a boss. All eyes on me, all eyes on me, all eyes on me, 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 me. All eyes on me, all eyes on me. Live my life as a thug, thug, thug. All eyes on me, all eyes on me. Live my life as a boss, boss, boss. All eyes on me, all eyes on me. Live my life as a thug, thug, thug. All eyes on me.
live my life as a boss till the day I die, 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 die.